Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. The employees at GlobalLinks unofficially call them the wheelchair wranglers. The team of volunteers refurbish hundreds of wheelchairs every year, and the crew is led by one Uber volunteer.
I started in earnest following the earthquake in Haiti in 2010. My name is Chris Meyer. We are in the wheelchair workshop in the GlobalLinks warehouse in Greentree, Pennsylvania. The call went out for crutches and wheelchairs, so I started out cleaning crutches that they shipped to Haiti and then progressed. One of the staff people did this before we had any dedicated volunteers. He showed me, I've showed other volunteers, but that frees the paid staff up to do the heavy lifting, the warehouse work. The parts are not interchangeable from manufacturer to manufacturer, from model to model. And we have tons of parts, but it's time consuming to sort through them, match the parts with the wheelchair, and make a complete chair if parts are missing or damaged. Wheelchairs that we call low-hanging fruit that someone used and cared for, gently used. It may only take an hour for a chair that's not in good repair but is repairable. It may take 5 or 6 hours. It may take several visits. Usually the volunteers come in for a couple of hours, once or twice a week.
He comes in whenever he has a chance. You know, he comes in with other people or he sits back there by himself, but he's really all about getting the work done. And he's certainly not, you know, your average person. Hi, my name is Stacy Bodow, and I'm the Community Engagement Manager here at GlobalLinks. He's been an incredible asset to GlobalLinks, helping many volunteers get oriented to our wheelchair program and really just pulling it all together, organizing it, making it what it is today. The wheelchair program is a huge thing because if you can't walk around, life is much more difficult. So our wheelchairs go all over Latin America, the Caribbean. They're able to help people who can't get out of their house. And what that really means is the ability to get to school, to get to work, just to be a part of life, to be a part of their community because they can now, you know, be around other people.
If we get a chair with pneumatic tires, like a bicycle tire that you blow up, they can't use those in a rural area. They may not have the tubes to replace, the patch kits, the pumps. So we take those off automatically and replace them with solid tires. This wheelchair is a real gem because, as you can see, it's a small pediatric wheelchair. And those are so rare to have complete parts. So all we'll need, it has a lot of rust. So I'm going to spend a couple of hours removing rust, cleaning it, making sure everything works. A kid, you know, God bless him, somewhere will get what he needs, hopefully, to not be stuck in his house, or you know, he can improve his quality of life. Even though we're not going to the countries to see the people, people come back with pictures, and you just know that it's serving somebody somewhere, and it's the least I can do with a couple hours a week of my time.
To learn about others making a difference in our community, or to nominate someone who you think is positively impacting our region, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.